At approximately 12:10 p.m. this afternoon, we received a call, an anonymous call, regarding a bomb threat at Sweet Home High School. And at the same time, while we were on the phone with our police agencies at 12:10, they received a call about a gunman potentially in a bathroom at Sweet Home High School. We immediately went into lockdown, knowing we had two threats that were taken very seriously by Sweet Home Central School District and the Amherst Police Department. I actually pushed the button for the lockdown from district office, and we went to the high school to assess the situation, and we were met with by Amherst Police Department, and we coordinate our efforts to search the building immediately. We searched the bathrooms related to the gun threat, and we searched hallways related to the bomb threat. At that point, we decided to work with Amherst Police Department, and also they brought in canines to search the building to ensure that we're safe. We did not find any credible threats in the building. Calls made to us and Amherst Police at the same time proved to be non-credible after exhaustive searches of the building. Once the lockdown searches were done, we worked in conjunction with Amherst Police to clear classrooms, and at that point we kept the students in a shelter in place while we assessed the situation and worked with our safety team, Mr. Baker, in charge at the high school. He's our high school principal. So we kept students in a shelter in place at that point while we did further assessments, and we used the canines to search every corner of the building. Students were safe, all students were accounted for, and no student was in an unsafe position at any time during this moment. I want to thank the Amherst Police Department, who worked in conjunction with the New York State Police Department, ATF, the Erie County Sheriff's Department, all who quickly responded to this threat, and they were amazing today to work with, and know that we have a great partner to keep us all safe.
It sounds like this was maybe a swatting situation where somebody was calling in. Yep.
It's hard to say at this point. The investigation has begun. We provided the phone number and all information and the call to Amherst Police, and they're going to assess where that call came from and hopefully find out who did this.
Parents were obviously nervous today.
Yes.
How was the communication with them? Some of them say they didn't get a lot. What do you want to say to them today?
Yep. There were a lot of people involved in our building in making sure that their child was safe, and our first priority, number one, is to make sure that everyone is safe and accounted for in the building. As soon as we could release some information, we got it out within about, I think Mr. Baker sent a note,
30 to 40 minutes
after the first police entered the building, and we had an idea of what the situation was. So number one, we will always ensure the safety of everyone in the building, and number two, we'll focus on communications and getting everybody a message.
Mr. Baker, this was a very scary situation. It really could have been something. It sounds like your protocol in place was working. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, as soon as we went into the lockdown drill within itself, we just had to ensure that was this a drill or was it real? So we did check all of our mechanisms just to make sure that it's, yes, this is real. And at the time, Dr. Janeshri did get down there when we started working with Amherst Police, where they take over once they come into the building just to ensure safety for everyone.
Could you identify, say your name and spell it out?
Yes, Dr. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Genestri, G-I-N-E-S-T-R-E, and I'm the superintendent of schools at Sweet Home.
My name is Derek Baker, it's D-E-R-E-K, last name Baker, B-A-K-E-R, and I'm the principal of Sweet Home High School.
And there was first a call to the district or to the school?
There was a call to district office, and when we called our SRO, immediately she goes, I just got a call at the same time as well of a threat.
Okay, but that was a bomb threat.
One was a bomb threat, one was a threat of a gunman in the building.
Was there yet another phone call to her hearing?
I'm not aware of that one.
Okay. Any idea if it came internally or through a computer? We've heard about these swattings where it's actually a recording that they make it sound really real.
It's hard to speculate where the call came from. The number was unrecognizable, and it was more than your typical 10-digit number.
I'm assuming that the Amherst PD is going to be investigating where this call came from and possibly pursue charges.
Yes.
They
are investigating, and we will cooperate fully with them in the investigation to find out where this came from and who did this.
I was talking to a lot of parents today who,
yep.
whose children were actually texting them. And we
yes.
do know that part of Governor Kathy Hochul's budget was about banning cell phones in school.
Yes.
Is this something that we're concerned about? Can you talk on this topic about that?
Yeah. Well, we're waiting for the details on the ban. We know it's going to be a bell-to-bell ban. As far as other details of the cell phone policy, we don't know yet. So as soon as we get those, and we will investigate them. But yeah, that is something that I've already gotten emails from parents on. Some like the cell phones. Some did not like the cell phone texting at that time. But right now, we do have an open policy at Sweet Home on cell phones.
And my last question, backpacks, are they still in the school? We're hearing that dogs might be searching those as well.
Yep. So we asked, out of an abundance of caution, that all students leave their backpacks behind. And they were great. I just want to commend our students today about how well they acted. I don't know, Mr. Baker.
Job. They were excellent, because our first job is just to ensure safety for them and then get those, you know, phone calls out to the parents and let them know
yep.
what's going on. And they were excellent during the lockdown drill.
So we did ask students to leave backpacks behind today. Not one student gave us a problem about it. So backpacks were either left in a classroom or in a hallway, and dogs will be sniffing them. They're not searching them, but they'll be sniffing them today.
What happens?
Will there be school tomorrow?
Yes. Yes, we are confident that we will open school tomorrow. We're preparing the building to open school tomorrow.
Any different procedures, and probably expect a longer time to get in?
We will have an enhanced presence from APD for sure.
Any final message to parents tonight? You know, this is really scary. This is a true lockdown.
Yes. I will say it was scary. It was, we treated it as real. Our first priority is to keep everyone in the building safe and secure and accounted for. We appreciate their patience today as we work through it, but they will always know in a situation like this, our first priority is to keep their children safe, our faculty and staff safe, and then, you know, move from there. But it's a very scary situation, not something anybody wants to go through. We hope we find out who did this, you know, we have a playbook when this happens. Unfortunately, we have a playbook. We followed the playbook, and Mr. Baker and his team did a great job today in ensuring that our students were safe.
Is this the first real lockdown that Sweet Homes had to do?
It's the first one I've been involved with, yes, in 7 years.
Yeah.
What's your protocol for notifying parents and guardians?
Yep.
Some parents were saying, we didn't get any text messages with updates today. What's your protocol for...
Yeah. As soon as we have an idea of what the situation is, we talked as a team today, and Mr. Baker released a statement within 35, 40 minutes of police entering the building. So,
how is that directed? Like
email?
Email.
Yep. And then there was another email update that went out.
Probably about 30 minutes later after we talked with APD as well.
Yep.
Should there be something sooner, like at a college campus, for instance? They immediately get an alert. Like,
no.
If there's lockdown, every student, anyone in that area gets an alert, right?
Yep.
Is that
I'll go back to that our first priority is to keep everybody safe in the building. And, you know, whether it's 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, we're working hard with our law enforcement partners to make sure everybody is safe and accounted for in that building first, and then we'll get a message out as soon as we possibly can.
Any final thoughts?
No. Amherst did a great job, an excellent job ensuring safety. I truly appreciate it.
I saw University at Buffalo Police were also blocking. Anything to say about their involvement?
It was a completely coordinated effort, and yes, they did block off traffic on Sweet Home Road as we were assessing the situation. So if I left them out, I apologize, but I think we had Amherst Police, New York State Police, ATF, Erie County Sheriff, UB Police, and that just goes to show you how much our community cares about the safety of our students. Their response was amazing.
And nothing suspicious found so far?
Nothing suspicious found. They're still working in the building now. This will be the second check that they're doing, but nothing suspicious found, and no suspicious person in the building either.
What's the standard operating procedure?
procedure at Sweet Home? Do you guys usually check bags? Do you check them randomly? Is there any kind of, like, I know at some schools, kids will find out the day before there's going to be bag checks today. Is there anything like, is there an operating procedure for checking stuff on a regular basis?
No, there is not. Our students come, they wear their book bags, they have their iPads in them, and they go from class to class with their book bags at the time.
So no metal detectors?
No, we don't have metal detectors or things of that nature.
And I just want to say this was an external threat that we received by phone today. The Amherst police and Sweet Home received by phone.
So the police called it an internal threat. They specifically said internal. Any idea why?
Because the person on the phone call said there was a gunman in the building and there was a bomb in the building.
Did they say they were the one in the building, or that somebody?
I don't know the specifics of that.